Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Fitness Forum. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Michael Lewis, your host for the show. We're broadcasting a day late and at an earlier time, of course, again this week, but we're getting it done. Apologize for the scheduling conflicts. I know we have a good listener base again today. Remember, we're also streaming live world on the World Wide Web. And today we're going to be talking with Bree Simmons this afternoon. Please feel free to call or send us a text or a chat if you have any questions or comments for either myself or Bree. Our call-in number is area code 917-889-8037. It's 917-889-8037. My show today is really about student athletics and the importance, really the importance of strength training as well. They certainly do go hand in hand, and we'll talk to Bree in just a second about that. Bree is a top power and strength athlete, and is also a student athlete as well. She's also part of the Ultimate Fitness family and original member of our powerlifting team, Cleveland Barbell. Just to go over and to really highlight, I think student athletics oftentimes, I think it gets kind of a bad name, but it's a really an amazing feat to be able to go to college full time and to be able to compete collegiately as well. In the United States, athletic scholarships typically, I guess, are largely regulated by either the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, I think that's the NAIA, or the National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA. These really set the standards for both, the individuals that are awarded scholarships, in terms of grade point averages and other type of standardized tests. Again, today's broadcast, I want to highlight Bree's athletic accomplishments and how her strength training is helped her to achieve much of her success. So without further wait, I want to bring on Bree today. And, we'll introduce her. How are you doing today, Bree?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, good. Appreciate you coming on the show. I know you have a busy schedule, and I know some weight training to do a little bit later this afternoon. But we'll just spend a little bit of time talking about some of your background and some of your training and kind of life with being a student athlete. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about your fitness and athletic background?
Right now I'm on the track team for Tri-C, and I do a lot of powerlifting for Cleveland Barbell. I'm getting ready for a competition in May. I'm going down to Kentucky.
Okay, awesome. Now, at Tri-C, you're doing the the shot put basically, or what else are you doing with Tri-C?
I'm doing just the shot put and the discus at the moment.
Okay. Now, what's your background as far as track and field, or what other sports have you played?
Play basketball, and that's pretty much it, just basketball and track from high school.
Okay. Did you play junior high at all or anything with track?
Yeah, I did track for about 6 years, and then I did basketball for like 3 years.
Okay. And what's the difference, or was there a difference from an adjustment period going from high school to, to college to discus and shot put?
You have to put a lot more time into the sport compared to high school. High school, it felt like it was a lot harder, but now being in college, it's 10 times more harder than it was in high school.
Plus, you get to travel. The thing is, you get to travel quite a bit too, I think, and I'm sure managing classes, your food preparation and powerlifting, that's definitely a lot of extra work on you, I'm sure.
Yeah, you have to put a lot of work and dedication into it. You have to stay on top of it all the time.
Okay, good. The shot put, it's an event where competitors seek to throw a heavy object, right? It's a shot put as far as possible. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of the basics of shot put?
I know that it's a Olympic sport and you have to be strong, but it's not always just about the strength. You have to have good footwork. You have to know how to actually throw. You have to have the skill and the knowledge, because I took a lot of, in high school, most of my throws came from my upper body strength. I'm still, till this day, learning how to actually throw it correctly.
Okay. Well, it's got to be thrown, like, in one hand, right? And then the throwing action is kind of a distinctive movement, you know, with, like, kind of starting at the base of the neck or something, right? How does that work as far as actual the throw? And do you switch hands, or is that part of the competition? Or can you kind of run us through a little bit of the setup and that too for a meet?
Whatever dominant hand you use for whatever, like riding and throwing, and like your strongest hand, you use that to throw at the shot put, and you usually start it on your neck, and you get into a low position with your knees bent, one leg in front and then the other leg in the back, and you have to push off your front leg to get to the end of the ring inside the shot arena, and then when you release it, it comes off from your neck. You have to keep the shot on your neck the whole time.
Really? Wow. Okay. Now, I assume achieving big distances really does require a high level of technical ability as well as the raw power. And you mentioned kind of going in from high school to college, from upper body more kind of shifting into probably the hips or the ankles. What do you do to make those adjustments now that, again, you've learned one way and you're kind of at college doing it a little bit different? How's that, and is that an adjustment for you?
Mostly, the adjustment is learning different drills. Like in high school, all I really did was lift weights. My coach didn't really teach us certain movements to progress your throws. And now I'm actually learning a lot of different footwork and drills that can help increase your throws. So that's really hard.
Great. And where do you travel to? What are some of the what are some of the meets like as far as, you know, shot put? And where do you travel to, and who do you compete against?
We travel mainly inside of Ohio. We just, like 3 weeks ago, we just got back from South Carolina. But we play against Baldwin Wallace, Mount Union, Tiffin University, Ashland University. I see a lot of them majority of the time when I'm competing, those schools.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned, the NAIA or NCAA, TRIC is a part of the National Junior College Athletic Association, I believe. But what that allows, I think, is that the college compete against Division I, II, or III divisions, I believe. Is that correct, then?
Yeah, we barely go against any community colleges. It's usually a lot of universities and D1, D2 schools.
Okay, good. Now, how was getting into the National Junior College Athletic Association? What was that process like? Did they recruit you from high school? Did they, you know, do a scouting report, or did you apply? And how did that whole process work from looking at colleges and deciding to, you know, to be a student athlete?
When I was a junior in high school, my coach, Hugh Yari, started looking at me my junior year. And then my last year of high school, he approached me and asked me if, like, where I was going to go to school. And I told him Tri-C because I wanted to get my associate's degree. And he wanted me to throw for them. And they offered me a scholarship for school, so I took the offer.
Fantastic. Where's the training? I know everything Tri-C has is really always very nice. What are how are the facilities? How is being an athlete? In this association, what are your feelings with that?
I kind of don't really understand what you're asking about.
Yeah, I mean, I was being an athlete in college. I know there's, like I said, I know there's a lot of demands, being a student athlete. I mean, how is that association? Is it a good association to belong to? Are you looking maybe, to take things to a different level as well? Or what, how do things work out for you so far?
I'm enjoying it, but powerlifting is number one for me. This is just something else to do for fun. I can't really see myself pursuing this in the future after I'm finished with my 2 years of college for Tri-C.
Okay. All right. Yeah, very good. Like I said, I know that the demands are there, and not only, hitting the books, but also the demand and being an athlete as well. How are the facilities here at Tri-C? I think Tri-C has kind of the best of everything. Are they good, real nice facilities? I mean, are you, treated real good as far as equipment and clothing and stuff like that, gear?
Yeah, I would say so. They give us, with our equipment for track, for shot and disc, I received everything was new this year, which is really nice because in high school we didn't really have that, so it's nice coming in as a freshman and getting to use a bunch of new equipment.
Sure, yeah, good. All right, and which campus do you train at? Is that the Metro campus for track and field?
The Metro campus.
Okay, good. Now, how did you become interested in being kind of really a crossover athlete? You're competing collegiately and always in the gym and have competed in powerlifting meets, and you have a lot of goals, and I want to talk about those ahead as far as powerlifting. How did you become interested in doing both? And both really help each other, I think. I mean, as far as just kind of the mental preparedness and toughness, but also just the strength, and the ability, that you have is fantastic.
And when I was younger, I just really got interested in weightlifting. My dad was always weightlifting, and I was kind of the chubby kid, and all of a sudden I just got really interested in fitness, and I always had this love for basketball, and after I did basketball, I was like, hey, I want to do track. And then as I got older, I became more involved in weightlifting. And then when I came to Ultimate Fitness, you and Chris introduced me to powerlifting, and that just became my passion.
Well, fantastic. And I know since the time that you've been, at the gym, I mean, your dedication, your commitment, your passion into powerlifting is, just is obviously very evident. You've put on some great lean muscle mass. Your strength continues, to get better, and the form, all your form, everything you do, you're doing on point. But it takes a lot of work. It's not like you just come in and try doing something. I mean, you have set goals, and you're have reached all your goals so far. I know you have some goals, ahead. So can you tell us a little bit about kind of that first competition and the things that you did to prepare for the next one and the things that you're doing to prepare for, the competition in June?
Well, the first competition that I did was at, the nutrition.
The Total Nutrition Shop, right.
Yeah, that Pam owned. And I wasn't really prepared, but you guys kind of helped me. This was my first meet ever. I think I did well for my first time, but as I slowly started to look into what powerlifting was all about, I understood that I needed to eat more and stay on a strict plan about my lifting. I couldn't just goof around. I had to get serious if this was something that I really wanted to do and succeed at.
And you sure did, because the next time was the one that that I had, right? That was your second competition?
Yeah.
Cal's place? Okay, good. And I know there, again, that was only a month or two apart, but again, I think, you know, after that first competition, you really did focus in and really came out, you know, with some good gains on that next competition. So what are some of the things that have helped you, you know, to achieve, you know, greater success? I mean, it's hard to continually, you know, put on lean muscle mass and gain strength. What are some of the things that you've done, you know, because you have been very successful with it?
I just hang out with the boys. I always hang out with you and Chris and Corey, all the guys on our team. They're the ones that you guys push me and motivate me because you're a lot bigger than me and you're stronger than me. And hopefully one day I want to be up. I want to have the same numbers that you guys have, or at least be close to those. So that always pushes me.
Good. Well, good. That's and no doubt you will. And again, you know, I think that's a nice part of this type of sport. It's a family sport. You know, we all work together. We're all, you know, pushing for each other. And I think we do motivate each other. And I think that's, a good family unit type of atmosphere to have because, you know, we all have our personal goals. We have team goals. And again, I think that, you know, having a plan and sticking with it and being consistent, you know, is very important. So what's some of the things you're doing now to prepare for June's competition?
I'm trying to maintain my weight. Right now I'm about 190, and I want to stay in the 198 weight class, but I'm just making sure that I'm eating enough, and I'm training 6 days a week, and I'm also doing track at the moment, too. Track is almost over, but right now my main focus is the competition in May because I can actually set 2 records in Kentucky for a bench press and deadlift.
Good. And I was going to ask, can you tell the listeners a little bit about the upcoming competition? It's the Next Generation Federation, I believe, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then just can you tell us a little bit about that, or what are some of the where's that exactly going to be, and what are you looking to do there?
It's going to be in Stanton, Kentucky on May 9th, and right now my goals for my lifts are for bench, I want to hit 215 as my third attempt, and deadlift, I want to be somewhere between 350, and my squat,
fantastic.
I haven't
Great.
Figured that out yet.
Okay, good. So, like, who are you competing with? Dusty and Strong Bear? I mean, who else is going to be there? I mean, I'm going to try to get there as well, too. But, I mean, what was your decision to go down there and to compete in that federation?
Dusty invited me. She told me that it would be a good idea for me to do this competition with her. And I just thought it would be, like, really fun to do.
Good. Now, that's going to be a national qualifier or a world qualifier?
I believe it's going to be a world qualifier in November, and that will be in Indiana.
Okay. Right. Okay. I do believe that. So once, you know, as long as you get those records, you're invited to Worlds through the Next Generation Federation. And yeah, I think it's Indianapolis maybe. I competed in that a few times. Most recent was last May or April, I think, in Columbus, and really, you know, of competing with a lot of different federations over the years, I really thought the Next Generation were, was very professional, you know, but they were really a good bunch of people that, helped and supported, you know, all the lifters. So I think that this will be a great competition. Now, I'm sorry, was there something in June or was it just in May?
It's just in May, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, is there any other competitions that you want to do, or are you going to train from May until November for the Worlds. I assume that you'll do well and that you'll go forward into competing in that. Is there anything else that you're going to do in between over the summer or no?
In August, I plan on lifting at Old School Iron for their competition.
Okay, good. And that's all three events as well?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good. Fantastic. What are some of the, I guess, effective fitness programs, you know, that you followed? I know we've done high volume and, you know, high intensity workouts through, you know, the Juggernaut system and done some West Side work. I mean, what are some of the other things that you found most enjoyable or most successful for yourself?
In December, I decided to do a program by Masthetics. They're a YouTube channel, and the guys that created the channel are powerlifters. And the guy that trained me for 6 weeks. And after that program, I struggled for like a whole year just trying to get my deadlift into the 300s. And after those 6 weeks, I ended up pulling 315 off the blocks. And ever since then, I haven't struggled with my deadlift because I've followed their program or I've like tested it. I've played around with it.
Awesome. So what was that like? I mean, how was that getting, getting into something online? I mean, there's a lot of people that say, well, that's, you know, kind of a scam, you know, that the online programs aren't that good. But, I mean, obviously, everything that we've researched, it works. And so you followed this program for 6 weeks. You were in contact, I think, with the trainer as well. Is that correct? How'd that work? I mean, that obviously paid off for you. But, again, there's a lot of people that are skeptical of, you know, of those type of, programs?
I mean, I can agree that some of these plans are usually scams, but this one it helped me. I could message the guy whenever I needed to, and he would message me right back with any questions I had, and he was very helpful, and I could post my videos online and tag him in them just so he could, like, point out my form or how I'm doing. So I was always in contact with him, which was really helpful for me just to know
good.
How I'm doing.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Okay, good. And, again, you certainly had some great gains as a result, and that was a six-week program. Do you think you'd do that again before before the world competition in Indianapolis in November or no?
I'm thinking about it. I might try it. I might go for a possible. I might do a longer program with them instead of just 6 weeks, maybe 12 weeks or 8, something like that.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit? We're just about getting close on time here, so can you tell us a little bit about your diet plans and how they've really helped you to achieve really sustained fitness levels? Again, I think, you know, you've really gained some great size and strength. And again, I think you mentioned it earlier, you know, the diet, you know, kind of when you first started wasn't there. You know, now, you know meal prep, and then you really have a good, good focus in on your diet. And just tell the listeners a little bit about the diet plans.
I'll be honest, I'm still really trying to stay on top of eating every 2 to 3 hours because if you want to get bigger, you have to. The diet's the main key. It's not just the lifting part. But I eat for breakfast, I'll usually eat about 3 eggs and a complex carb and maybe a protein shake, and I drink a lot of water throughout the day to stay hydrated, and that also, like, saves your strength before you go in and lift. I just make sure that I'm eating lots of protein throughout the day, and I'll try and eat, the carbs. I'll make sure I'm eating complex carbs that are healthy for me, not just simple, nothing
Okay.
junk.
Okay, good. And how much water are you doing, over a gallon a day or just about a gallon?
Just about a gallon, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Fantastic. Okay. Well, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you want to add or talk about? We have just a few minutes.
Not really. I just want to say thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate you coming on today, and I know that you have a lot going on, so taking time for us today was very informative. You know, on a personal note, you know, again, I'm very impressed with all of your accomplishments, both in the weight room and on the track field. I think that your drive for success is really unparalleled. I mean, you continue to learn and to listen to learn and to grow. Certainly, you know, we work out and train together, and honestly, I can say I don't really know that if there's anybody that works more, you know, harder than you in the weight room. I mean, your intensity, your passion, and your drive is unparalleled, and you're going to continue to set great records and world records, and just again, just stay focused on who you are and what you're doing, and you're going to, you know, certainly continue to, you know, to get stronger as you know, you mature and you get older as well. So again, starting out now is perfect for the past few years, and it's only, you know, again, it's only going to be you know, more strength for you and size. So I definitely wish you could, you know, certainly continued success.
Thank you.
So, all right. Well, listen, I'm going to wrap it up here just in a minute, but I do appreciate you coming on, and I'm sure I'll see you up at the gym here shortly.
All right. Thank you for your...
Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Okay. All right. Thanks. All right, bye-bye. We, you know, I think, you know, being somebody who's focused and driven is again, really... those type of people, athletes, aren't out there. The ones that are very special and don't miss workouts. They make the appointment to stay healthy, to stay focused, to keep the diet in check. And I think that's very important. And additionally, I think student athletes, again, have their own kind of internal drive and well-being. Student athletes really comprise probably one of the most diverse groups of all people on our college campuses today, especially in regard to factors, you know, such as, you know, just their, again, their inner drive, their academic preparedness, their life goals, expectations for themselves, for others, you know, and just their developmental readiness is really far superior than most. We, again, I appreciate the listeners. I appreciate Bree coming on today. Next week, it's going to be Thursday, April the 9th, back to normal time at 6:30. We're going to have a special guest again, Jonathan Johnson. Jonathan is a competitive bodybuilder and is going for his pro card in the next few months. I think his is maybe in June or July. He's a very well-known personal trainer and also a MHP-sponsored athlete. So I look forward to talking with, you know, with Jonathan. I want to thank everybody for listening today, and stay healthy. We'll see everybody next week. Thank you.